Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. But guess what? We're not at Substation 2. We're on the other side of town in Fort Mill, broadcasting live as we speak right here from the plush but not overly ostentatious Piedmont Medical Center in Fort Mill. Beautiful, beautiful building that, believe it or not, is celebrating their third anniversary. It's hard to believe 3 years has gone by that quickly, but it has. So we're here today surrounded by all kinds of personalities, including the dynamic duo, yes they are, Renee O'Neill, who is the Community Relations and Communications Manager here at Piedmont Medical Center. And then Maddie Ewing. Everybody knows Maddie because she is Ms. Christmasville not only once but twice, but she's also the Marketing Manager here at Piedmont Medical Center. And I don't know how you all get done what you got to get done, but you do it, and you do it very, very well. So we always start these programs with some intros. So, Maddie, why don't we start with you? Tell everybody a little bit about Maddie.
Oh, gosh. Well, you just told everybody all there is to know about me.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I am the marketing manager here at Piedmont Medical Center, not only Fort Mill, but also Rock Hill. So for our network, I get to do all the fun things, tell everybody how awesome we are, and share the good word, and then work really, really hard to partner with our community, give back to our community, help make sure that everyone and their mother knows that Piedmont Medical Center is here keeping care local right here in New York County.
And growing by leaps and bounds. I remember telling this story the other day, I think, to Chris Mitchell, who's the CEO up here at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. I said, Chris, do you realize I've been here a long time? And when I came here, the medical staff was about, I'm going to say, less than 50. He went, 50? He says, we got like 650 now. Well, that just goes to tell you, we have all these specialties and all the facilities to get done what needs to get done. Okay, over here next to you, of course, is Renee O'Neill.
Hi.
Many of her know her from her fame as with CN2. So tell us a little bit about Renee.
Yes, so Renee O'Neill, again, work on communications here at the hospital, work with you, Manning, and many other reporters to get our doctors and wonderful staff on the news to let everyone know what's going on here at the hospital, of our new technologies, new services that we offer. And it's a fun ride to be on this side of the world, from news to more PR. I'm happy to be here.
You know, you speak about technologies. I'm going to take a little detour here. You've got an open house coming up here later
tomorrow, Wednesday.
That's right, 2 days.
It's 2 days.
And if you have not seen this robotic technology, you need to get down to the Sports and Events Center and see this, because it is unbelievable. And what I really like is I sit there and I say, how would you begin to do this? And these kids walk up. And they saw
they do.
So what are the details on this thing?
Yes, so we have our robotic symposium. This is the second year we're having it at the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center. And we have close to 300 students from around York County that are coming to get hands-on experience with our robotic systems that do assist surgeons with different surgeries, whether general surgery. We also have hip and knee replacement surgery that you know about, and also spine surgery with our Globus robot. So it'll be a fun-filled day. We have some community members also coming to check those out as well. So,
well, I tell you what, if you're interested, you just need to stick your head in there, because it is something to see. Amazing.
Absolutely.
All right, so third anniversary of Piedmont Medical Center. And I remember so clearly coming up here, watching this building being built, sitting out there in a construction trailer, outside on a bench in front of a construction trailer. And I was just amazed. These were during the COVID years where you couldn't get anything done. You couldn't get people to work. You couldn't get supplies. And when you're building a building as big as this, you needed everything. And somehow, miraculously, and through a lot of good planning, you were able to get this building done on time and within budget, which I just, found fascinating. And you were here for part of that as well, were you not?
Reporting.
Yes.
Yeah. I was with CN2 News then at the time, so I remember the journey of it and being here for the one-year anniversary after an interviewing a patient that had experience here. So it was really cool to see the journey and the hospital come up and now to work here. It's fun.
Yeah. And for those who are new to the community, it wasn't just that simple.
No, it was not.
There was a 15-year war between all the hospital groups in this region, saying you can't do this, you can't do that, blah, 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 blah. Piedmont ultimately prevailed, built this beautiful facility, and here it is.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of numbers, in 3 years, we've had a lot of people coming in and out of here.
Yes, we have. So we'll give you some of those numbers. So our ED emergency department, more than 75,000 visits to our ED over the 3 years. We've had more than 7,000 surgeries and more than 1,500 robotic surgeries and more than 11,000 admissions into our hospital. And, you know, that's what we're here for, local, to serve our communities, our members that are right down the road. We want to be that healthcare provider for them right here. And obviously we have our beautiful nest as well, where we're delivering babies. So it's a great place to be.
And we're kind of in the middle of the baby capital, are we not, right here?
Seems that way, right?
It sure does.
Well, it sure does. And I got to tell you, you know, one of the things that I think most people realize is being closer to home, no matter where your home is in this country, having a hospital nearby that can provide the services makes all the difference in the world, because most people who come to a hospital, they obviously want to get out of here as quick as they can.
Right, right.
But they also want the ability of their family and friends to be able to get here without fighting monstrous traffic jams, which are part of our everyday lifestyle with the suburb to the north, right?
Yeah.
So, good. Okay, now today, here, Maddie, I'm seeing everything from cupcakes to chocolate bars to coffee to fruits and veggies to NAMI to shoes. And what is all this?
All the things today. So it is our, like you said, it is our third anniversary. We are calling it Three and Thriving. And right here in Fort Mill, Three and Thriving. And we are celebrating with cupcakes, community, and caffeine all day long.
Cupcakes, community, and caffeine.
That's it. Cupcakes, community, and caffeine. Everybody's three favorites, right?
I love it.
Maybe just my three favorites.
I think you probably live on caffeine, don't you?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, we have got starting at 7 a.m. We had free coffee for our staff, courtesy of our new partner, Rock Hill Coffee. Just this morning, they opened their second location, and it is right here in our Fort Mill Hospital.
Really? And that's over here.
It is, right there. You're looking at
it. It's the biggest day.
That is them.
We ought to get him to jump in over here and tell us a little bit about his coffee.
I'm sure he'd love to.
I bet you he would love to do that, yeah. That's good, because that coffee shop has been there for a while. And now you got a local vendor in there running the thing.
That's good. Yep, we wanted to find a local. You know, we say keep care local, so why not keep coffee local too? They're right here. They're, you know, they've got the same, you know, the same values as us, caring for their community, keeping people good, caffeinated, healthy, all the things. So we're glad to bring them in and have them start here. I actually found out this morning that the owner, Brian Bowen, he was actually born in Piedmont Medical Center, Rock Hill.
Get out of here.
Right? Isn't that so cool? And we've also got in the bakery case over there, we have got freshly made gluten-free pastries from Wildflower Sweets right in Rock Hill, too.
Jeez.
So we've got all kinds of good caffeine going. They're going to be open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Good. And if you don't want a gluten-free cupcake, you can come right up here and pick up one of these non-gluten-free cupcakes, which are about as big as a basketball.
Absolutely.
But they look very good. And they weren't chintzy on the icing either. They got lots of icing.
Only the best for our staff. We fueled them up this morning with coffee, and then we're giving them cupcakes to celebrate. And then, of course, for our night staff shift, we will have our administration team rounding with cupcakes and energy drinks.
So
we're keeping them caffeinated.
All right. Now, somebody might say, well, why do you have a sneaker vendor in here? I think the answer is obvious, but I'll let you give it to them.
Absolutely. Again, community. That's our thing. You know, we want to keep our care local, keep the goods we buy local. We want to spread that local wealth. We want our small businesses to grow just as big as us. You know, we are the third largest employer in York County, but we love all the small businesses just as if we were just as small as they were. We've got Charlotte Running Company from Riverwalk out here. We've also got Beam Light Sauna, Project Lean Nation, and Springs Close Greenway, Visit York County, Springs Farm, and NAMI out here as well. Just that we've got some, everybody I think has some giveaways for our staff, sure, some cool education, because, you know, a lot of the folks that work here, they spend a lot of time here.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't, you know, if you're not out and about all the time on the weekends, you may not know the resources in the community. So we wanted to, you know, pamper our staff a little bit today, celebrate the third year, and also educate them on what's out there.
You know, what's interesting about the Charlotte Running Company, which happens to be where I go get my sneakers, they actually have somebody who measures your feet, mm-hmm, and just tells you whether this is a right fit or not. There's a novel idea.
Right.
What's that called? Service? Oh, yeah.
We're doing it for our staff today. Exactly.
But, I mean, really, when you think about the numbers of, I mean, steps or miles, it must be miles in a hospital, mm-hmm, that everybody here works. And they don't sit down like we're sitting here now.
Nope.
They're on their feet running up and down the hallways, in and out to see patients, in and out of the OR, all that kind of stuff. So they have got to have something comfortable on their feet.
Absolutely. Comfortable, supportive, all the things, trying to take the stress off of them. I've totally forgot one of our, another vendor we've got here today. We have a coloring wall right behind you. I don't know if you saw it when you came in.
I did not.
But we have got a big coloring wall here for all of our staff to color as well. Just, you know, again, something fun to, you know, take a minute away from all the chaos of a hospital and work and all that good stuff and come color our big banner over there. It says 3 and Thriving in Fort Mill. It was drawn locally by Draw It by Mel. She does gigantic coloring walls for Fort Mill, Charlotte, Rock Hill, all of York County as well. So we've got her. She drew that for us, and she'll be here later this week. She's going to help us hang it up somewhere in the hospital once it's done. So we'll have a community mural.
Well, I noticed that you also have, and you mentioned, mm-hmm, the Ann Springs Close Greenway over here.
Yes.
Which I never will forget when Lash, was it Lash? Or LPL. LPL Financial, when they opened up in Kingsley, mm-hmm, the lady who was the CEO at the time, she said before this big crowd was making the announcement, I want you to know one of the main reasons we came to the decision to locate here was that greenway, so that our staff could walk out of this office and, mm-hmm, burn their frustrations out there in the greenway doing whatever it is you like to do on the greenway.
Absolutely.
And you're only a hop, skip, and a jump away from it right here,
right,
at Piedmont, oh, yeah, Medical Center in Fort Mill. And I could imagine dealing with the general public, as you do, every day, 24/7, 365, that the greenway could use is a wonderful addition.
Mm-hmm. It is. And we are actually, this year, for the first time, we are the official healthcare partner of Ann Springs Close Greenway.
Good.
So we have a really great partnership with them. We work together. We've got some really great deals, again, for our staff that they can go, whether it's a day pass or, you know, if we need, we've got some discounts on some memberships, yeah, with them. And then we also are working to provide additional resources for families and patients. If you've got a loved one staying here, we want to be able to give you a Greenway pass because maybe you just need to get out, get some fresh air. And so we're really grateful for that partnership.
Well, we're really grateful to Ann Springs Close and the whole Close family,
mm-hmm,
for donating 2,400 acres of land. Yeah. That's three times the size of Central Park in New York.
Wow.
To create this huge buffer between the suburb to the north and us down here and allow people to go out there and recreate, mm-hmm, whether it's kayaking, horseback riding, walking, running, whatever you want to do. Awesome. It's there. If it's green space, they got it over there. Okay, so I tell you what we're going to do. You all have done great.
Thank you, Manny. Thanks for having us.
Well, but when we come back, we've got a crew coming in here.
Yes.
A young man by the name. See, I said young man. He's looking at it. He's not paying any attention to me whatsoever. All right, let's see if we can get this guy. Oh, there he is. Yeah, there he is. Danny Whitback, who's going to be with us today. He is the director of rehab here at Piedmont Medical Center in Fort Mill. And his able-bodied assistant, Tiffany Page, she will be here,
yes,
as well. And we're going to talk about, of all doggone things, this is Fall Prevention Month. Now, fall, like F-A-L, boom, not fall like leaves, right? We're talking about fall, boom. Okay, so let's go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Live from Piedmont Medical Center in Fort Mill. But thank you, Charlie, for letting us go on the road. Our broadcast is presented, of course, by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Oh, yeah, Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, you guys are seasoned veterans. I don't have the redneck's cue card here.
Yes.
Here we go. What do we do at Substation 2? We do it 6 days a week. We do 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night at the count of three. Are we all ready?
Right,
one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place. Enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation. Stop saying it. Back we are here. Should be in Substation 2, but we're here at Piedmont Medical Center in Fort Mill, helping them to mark their third anniversary. Hard to believe this place has been open for 3 years, but it has. And we just heard the whole summary of all that with Renee O'Neill and, of course, with Maddie Ewing. But here with us now, Danny Whitlock, Whitback, who is the director of rehab for Piedmont Medical Center in Fort Mill, and his able-bodied assistant, Tiffany Page. So, Danny, tell us a little bit about you, if you would, please.
Hey, Manning. Yeah, thank you. So, Danny Whitbeck, I'm director of rehab here. I've actually been with Piedmont Medical Center for 10 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary.
Whoa.
For me.
Whoa.
I started out as an outpatient therapist at Rock Hill, and as soon as the opportunity came to get the ground running with this building at Fort Mill, I took the opportunity to become the director of rehab. And so I lead a team of physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, and work well alongside of my fellow directors to get this whole operation growing, working strong, and supporting our local community. And
good.
I've had Tiffany Page here with me since we opened in September 3 years ago.
So Tiffany, tell us a little bit about you.
My name's Tiffany Page. I'm a physical therapist here as well. I got hired as an inpatient physical therapist initially. And also, since my time here, I have transitioned also into a lymphedema therapist. Lymphedema therapist.
Okay, don't know what that is. What does that mean?
So lymphedema therapy pretty much is a condition that affects the lymphatic system. So what I do is, a lot of times, if you've noticed it, basically you notice people with swelling in their legs or arms. It affects primarily people who have breast cancer, females, or either conditions in their lower limbs, either from radiation or chronic venous insufficient issues. I go in and help them get rid of the swelling.
Okay.
So I do that through manual lymphatic drainage and with compression dressings, and just to help them restore their normal lymph.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we saw the opportunity to get Tiffany to get this going because our community didn't really have a lymphatic therapist like Tiffany. So For us to be able to bring that to Fort Mill, we were pretty proud of that.
You know, for anybody who has not been through a major surgery, where you really learn to appreciate rehab. The rehab, you know, having had a knee replaced and having had a shoulder replaced, I got it. I mean, I think to me, the rehab is just as important as the actual surgery itself. You got to have somebody who knows what they're doing, makes you do what you don't want to do in order that you can get back to a normal lifestyle. And I would hope, maybe I'm just talking to a vacant room, I don't know, that most people who've had some kind of a knee replacement or a hip replacement or a shoulder replacement are going through a rehab. Am I right or wrong with that?
Yeah, you want to tell them about the inpatient side of things?
So inpatient side, pretty much we on the total joint side, they have their surgeries here. Pretty much we see them first. As soon as they're done with their surgeries, they call us down. We pretty much clear them same day to go home if they're not able to pass doing steps or other medical complications. You know, they have to be admitted, and then we pretty much clear them the next day to make sure they're able to walk safely, or if they may need rehab, we try and get them into a rehab so they're able to discharge home safely.
And that continuum of care, it continues on to the outpatient side of things, where, you know, just, you know, manning or whomever comes in off the street and they have to rehab their knee right in our office on the third floor here. We have the outpatient therapy here at Fort Mill, but we also have it at Rock Hill as well.
Okay, good. All right, so this, of all things, is Fall Prevention Month. Now, who came up with it? I mean, is this something new, or has this been around, like, forever?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but there is a day for anything and everything. but we're honored to have a whole month based on fall prevention.
Okay.
There are a significant number of patients that we do see because of falls, whether it's a trip and fall or a medical reason why they pass out and fall. That our job as therapists are to help these patients, when they do fall, get back on their feet again, right? So a lot of our patients that have falls with traumatic injuries, they will end up at Rock Hill, and our therapy team there does a great job taking care of them, the trauma team. They're Rock Hill's becoming a level 2 trauma center, so a lot of those patients will get therapy and treated by the therapists and the doctors at Rock Hill. But we also see falls here and do our best to work with our nurses and our doctors to help people get back on their feet and prevent falls.
So somebody provided me with a bunch of stats here that I think are very interesting. 1 in 3 adults aged 50 and over dies within 12 months of suffering a hip fracture.
It's true.
1 out of 5 falls causes a serious injury, such as a broken bone or a head injury. Each year, 3 million older people, watch out, are treated in emergency departments for fall injuries. Over 800,000 patients a year are hospitalized because of a fall injury, most often because of a head injury or a hip fracture. Each year, at least 300,000 older people are hospitalized for hip fractures. More than 95% of hip fractures are caused by falling, usually by falling sideways. All right? Mm-hmm. And then falls are the most common cause of traumatic brain injuries. Do you agree with all those stats?
Those are staggering stats. And we here, both at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, and Rock Hill, are here to help those people. We're the local provider to be able to help anybody that has had a fall. But there is a whole prevention side of things, too.
Good. Yeah. We're going to start with that. We're going to start with one of the 4 ways is to make your home safer. Go ahead.
Definitely remove scattered rugs.
That is
number 1. Anybody who has a lot of scattered rugs on their floors, a lot of slippery scattered rugs at that, remove those. That's the number 1 cause of a lot of falls, especially that slippery rug that's at your front, your door entrance, your main entrance of your home that really doesn't have a good grip. That's where a lot of people have falls.
Go out and buy yourself some of that non-skid stuff that you can put on the bottom of the rug.
Yeah, and if you're using a walker in your home, a lot of times when you do have those rugs, they catch in the end of those walkers, and that causes a lot of falls too. So we just say remove those scattered rugs.
All right, what else is on that list?
Socks.
Always
wear something with grips on your feet, or always have something on your feet. Don't walk barefoot. or make sure if you do have something on your feet, make sure it has good grip on them.
How about lighting?
Lighting, yes, absolutely. Do not try and get up in the dark or use night lights.
And you know, for people who are not very nimble, something like just taking a shower or a bath, mm-hmm. you need to spend a few bucks and get those grab bars put in there.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely use grab bars.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. So, there's another thing on your list here. There's four ways to prevent falls. That's number one. Have your eyes and your feet checked?
Correct. Yeah, there's actually a lot of people that suffer from diabetic neuropathy or a loss of sensation in their lower extremities. If you can't feel the ground, how are you supposed to balance, right? If you don't know where you're stepping.
Right.
Or it feels a little bit less, it's you're at more at risk for falling. And then having your eyes checked. Of course, your eyes are one of your primary balance centers. You can't see where you're going, hence why we talked about the night lights and knowing where things are in your surroundings. Another good reason to have your eyes checked as well.
And you know, I don't think it's right to say that everybody in a particular age category is the same. You have people who are, quote, senior citizens, unquote, who are very nimble, who are out there very active. Mm-hmm. Their likelihood of falling is probably less than somebody who's pretty sedentary.
Correct.
So I guess part of this is when you go to see your doc, which you ought to be doing regularly, you ought to have a chit-chat with them. Mm-hmm. Like, you know me better than anybody. What do you think about how I should prevent a fall? Because I don't want to become a statistic.
Yeah, well, the prevention standpoint, I mean, we are outpatient. We have an outpatient physical therapy center both at Rock Hill and Fort Mill, and there's a lot to say about lower extremity power and balance reaction.
Right.
So if you don't have power in your legs, when you trip, your reaction time to be able to step and catch yourself is not going to be as adequate as, you know, somebody that is more active or younger and more capable. So that can be done by an outpatient physical therapist, but you know, if you're more able-bodied and you want to seek the assistance of a personal trainer, that is another option that you have as well.
Well, I guess we can never leave a conversation like this without saying, you know what, you need to exercise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell me the benefits of exercise. We should all know that, but go ahead.
The benefits of exercising, for one, it keeps your muscles strong. It keeps you in shape.
Right.
Basically, it reverses the aging process. So if you exercise daily, your muscles pretty much, if it's the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it.
There you go. I was just going to say that.
So keeping those muscles in shape, you keep them trained, and basically if you continue to use them, you won't lose it. So just keep your muscles trained, and that's, you're training them to kind of keep yourself mobile.
Is that a hard sell?
Manny, I don't know about you, but also my mood and my mind are significantly better after I exercise.
I just talked to Robert White over here at NAMI. I said all these things that are available. But you know what? If everybody would just do some type of exercise every day, mm-hmm. it helps set your brain a lot more level, I think. Because mm-hmm. everybody goes through stresses day in and day out. But if you get out there on a treadmill and walk, or if you just walk around the block, whatever, get on some of these sneakers over here from Charlotte Running Company and walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Which nobody here at the hospital has trouble doing, because all you do is walk all day long. Well, listen, thank you very much, Danny. Thank you very much, Tiffany.
Appreciate you being on the program today.
And again, Fall Prevention Month. Make sure that you pay attention to what these two experts have just told us, because you could fall and you don't want to become a statistic. So that is going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Piedmont Medical Center in Fort Mill, celebrating their third anniversary. Hard to believe it's 3 years old, but it is. And we want to thank Substation 2 for allowing us to go on the road today. Our broadcast, of course, made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more online about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. So at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, we do this thing called preparing fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week. I don't have the Rednecks cue card with me today, so I want you to go along with me and say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. Are you ready? At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, 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 a garden, garden, garden.
There you go. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.